shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
As conflict continues to implode between Israel and Hamas, gas prices are steadily dropping here in North Carolina. Just ahead, what experts are saying about how this could impact you at the pump.
And we still have some 30s on the map this morning, but it's not as cold as it was yesterday. We are getting ready to head out on a very warm track for the rest of the week. I'll show you coming up.
And we have a new traffic pattern to tell you about here in Raleigh that drivers will need to be mindful of. I'll explain just ahead how this is going to help alleviate congestion in the area.
So much to tell you about on this Wednesday. We're glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we'll get it started together here. Gas prices dropping. Heard that. We'll get more on that. And temperatures rising outside. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRA Severe Weather Center. Not quite yet. Still a cool morning.
It is. Not quite as cold as it was yesterday. We dropped down into the low 30s in some spots yesterday morning. We'll take a live look at Raleigh here at the Legislative Building. Temperature 45. Yesterday we dropped into the upper 30s in the Triangle. We won't be quite that cold. We're really talking about maybe a 5-degree difference. It's still chilly enough out there that a jacket or even a coat feels good in some places like Siler City where it's 37. It's 36 in Roxboro. 45 in South Hill, 39 in Lewisburg, 47 in Wilson and Rocky Mount. We head down to the south, 37 in Sanford and Robbins, 41 in Southern Pines, 49 in Fayetteville, 43 degrees in Smithfield. So it's a chilly start out there. Clear start, though. We have the top of the tower lit up in blue for clear skies. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Our hour-by-hour forecast, mid-40s this morning. We climbed to 78 this afternoon, but we have a slew of 80s in our forecast. We're going to talk about that and a little sneak peek at our Halloween forecast coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. New this morning, an assisted living facility employee is facing a murder charge in the death of a resident. Cynthia Sellers was arrested yesterday by Fuquay Varina police. She's charged in the death of 88-year-old Lily Cooper. Police say Sellers pushed Cooper to the ground during an argument September 24th at Windsor Point Retirement Community. Cooper suffered a severe injury and later died. Sellers is due to face a judge in the Wake County Justice Center this afternoon.
New charges this morning in a disturbing animal cruelty case we first told you about last month. Now, May Barakat has been charged with 32 counts of felony animal cruelty. Authorities found more than 200 animals were neglected on his property near Garner. The animals were either dead, emaciated, or malnourished. Ronald Kearney, who was renting the home on the property, was charged last month with 90 counts of animal cruelty. Some of the animals had to be euthanized. The other animals were taken to 9 different rescues. Barakat turned himself in. He was given a $160,000 bond.
Heads up for drivers across Wake County as several traffic changes begin this week, including some long-term closures. We're talking about the I-440 Blue Ridge Road Improvement Project, and it will affect a section of Barrel Road as well. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from right there. And Laura, what do drivers need to know if they are traveling around that area?
Yeah, Jeff, it's a lot to take in. Right now, we're at the intersection of Barrel Road and Blue Ridge Road, and drivers are going to have to really be mindful of the cones and the signs that they see with this project underway. That closure will begin tonight from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., so those people who are specifically overnight drivers will have to be careful. Take a look at this video. This is a look at the overall widening project in the area. The widening of I-440 will coincide with lowering the grade of Blue Ridge Road and constructing new bridges for Hillsborough Street, the railroad tracks and Barrel Road to reduce traffic congestion and train-related conflicts with vehicles and pedestrians. This specific closure, Barrel Road at Blue Ridge, will be for 1 year, so crews can begin, again, lowering the Blue Ridge Road to construct a bridge above on Barrel Road. Now, starting Friday as well, overnight closures are scheduled to begin at the Wade Avenue interchange for about 10 nights, so crews can set girders for a new bridge there. A new connector road will also link Blue Ridge and Hillsborough Street.
Keep their heads up. They need to pay attention to what the signs are saying. They need to pay attention in those construction zones because it can be very dangerous with everyone trying to navigate roads when they're not paying attention.
And, you know, we did get that question. Will this have any impact at PNC when we have the Canes playing at home? And the DOT says that that will not be an issue. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
The ongoing war between Israel and Hamas has people concerned about the future of gas prices in North Carolina. Now, despite that global conflict, prices are dropping right now. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning. Kelsey, what are the prices looking like right now? What are experts saying about the war's effects on them?
Well, Jeff, gas prices here at the intersection of Gorman and Hillsboro are right on par with the state average this morning. This BP behind me, the gas is about $3.21 a gallon. Same thing over there at the Exxon that's across the street. And over the last month, the average price of gas here in North Carolina has dropped about 24 cents. That means if you have a 20-gallon tank, you're saving about $5 when you fill up. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says prices will continue to fall as long as Iran stays out of the war. Iran is a much larger oil producer than Israel and Hamas.
We are starting to see some stations under the $3 gallon mark in the Raleigh metro area. I do think prices will continue to fall. But if the situation devolves in the weeks ahead, we certainly could see more of an impact.
But DeHaan says that drivers should buckle up for 2024. He says that we could see gas prices above the $4 a gallon mark next spring. If you want more information about the cheapest gas prices in your area, head to the WREL Fuel Tracker. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
A former Wake County Schools educator is dead after a crash that left eastbound lanes of Western Boulevard closed for hours yesterday. Police say 62-year-old Wanza Cole did not stop at the intersection with Dan Allen Drive, causing a chain reaction with other cars stopped at the red light. One of the drivers who walked away unhurt spoke with WRAL about what he experienced in the crash.
It just shook the car a little bit. I pulled mine out of the way. I don't know, I was just really shaken up after that. That's like the first accident I've really been in.
One of the other drivers involved in the crash was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay.
Today at the General Assembly, where you're looking live right now, we're expecting new voting maps to be finalized. Lawmakers voted yesterday along strict party lines to approve them, setting up today's final votes. New maps drawn by GOP leaders would give Republicans a bigger political advantage in coming elections. The congressional map would likely elect 10 Republicans and 3 Democrats with one swing district. The State House and Senate maps would likely maintain Republican supermajorities in both chambers. Democrats are expected to challenge the new maps in court.
Republican lawmakers also rolled out a list of major new state appointments yesterday, including 7 new Superior Court judges, as well as replacement members for most of the state Board of Transportation. Some of the appointments are being disputed because they replace people appointed by Governor Roy Cooper. It's a power the Republican-controlled General Assembly can do because of legislation passed earlier this year, shifting appointment powers. The new judgeships will not take effect until January 1st. Lawmakers say the 3 remaining appointments will be made later.
For the second time this school year, Northern High School in Durham went on lockdown yesterday afternoon. The district told WRAL someone made a threat toward the school. The lockdown lasted about 40 minutes. We have not been given any more details about that threat. In September, just a few days after opening, a 16-year-old was taken into custody after a fight and stabbing at the school.
Governor Cooper will be in the nation's capital today for the special state dinner. It's to honor Australia's prime minister. The menu for the dinner was designed in part by guest chef Katie Button, who owns a popular tapas restaurant in Asheville. First Lady Jill Biden announced that a few adjustments have been made ahead of tonight's event, including scrapping plans for the band the B-52s to perform. Members of the band will instead be guests. Tonight's dinner is set for 6:30 at the White House.
Today, lawmakers in the House will vote once more on a potential new speaker. It's a live look at Capitol Hill, where Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana is the next man up for the role. Johnson says he is very confident he will be confirmed as speaker today. If that happens, Congress can get back to work. It's been more than 3 weeks since Kevin McCarthy was kicked out as speaker. The House has been unable to pass legislation since, even as a government shutdown is possible next month.
Happening today, a new cancer clinic is opening in Chapel Hill just for young adults. It's called the Be Loud Center for Young Adult Cancer Care. This is the first of its kind clinic to serve adults ages 18 to 39 years only. It will be on the 3rd floor of the North Carolina Bass Knight Cancer Hospital. The center was created in collaboration with former UNC hospital patients with that young adult age group in mind. The dedication and ribbon cutting will be today at noon. It's a push for online accountability. The lawsuit North Carolina is now a part of in a fight against Facebook's parent company, Meta.
Plus, kidnapped and locked inside a garage for 4 days. All new. A look at how police were able to rescue a woman.
And here's a live look at Lewisburg this morning. Another chilly one, not as cold as yesterday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRO Severe Weather Center tracking how warm our temperatures will get today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
4:43, nice quiet morning out there. We take a live look down Salem Street and Apex, nice and quiet. It's cool out there. Temperatures are in the 30s and 40s, but in a lot of places they're as much as 10 degrees warmer than what we saw yesterday. Lewisburg still checking in at 39 right now, 41 in Southern Pines, 49 in Fayetteville, 44 in South Hill, 49 in Goldsboro. Much like yesterday, temperatures will continue to fall up until around 7 to 8 o'clock this morning. We have clear skies, and so all that warmth of the sun yesterday is continuing to escape into the atmosphere, and we see that coolest temperature in that 7 o'clock hour. So we'll drop a little bit more this morning, but generally we're looking at mid 40s. We'll see temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Going to be a nice day for exercising. Humidity stays low. Skies stay bright.
North Carolina has joined 32 other states suing Facebook's parent company, Meta. The state attorneys general say Meta is deliberately addicting kids on social media like Instagram for money. It comes after a two-year investigation followed reports that Meta knew it was causing teens to have mental health and body image issues. One parent WRL spoke with says he doesn't allow his son to use social media in an effort to protect him.
My wife and I are pretty restrictive when it comes to social media. In fact, we don't let our child get on social media. We keep a very close handle on that just because they're, you know, it's not a safe place to be.
One associate professor of psychology and neuroscience at UNC says more research is needed to fully understand the impact of social media on teens.
Police in Ohio say a woman was held against her will in a garage for 4 days by a man previously convicted of kidnapping. Police in Akron rescued 23-year-old Chloe Jones from the garage last week. The woman's mother says the convicted kidnapper beat Jones with a baseball bat and threatened to burn her. Police arrested the man, William Mazingo. He's been in prison 3 times before on kidnapping charges. He was also on probation for drug charges.
Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, returns to the stand today for day two of his testimony in his former boss's fraud trial. Cohen says it was, quote, a heck of a reunion after leaving the courtroom with Trump. The former president tore into Cohen before entering the courtroom, calling him a liar. Trump continues to call this current civil fraud case rigged. This is the first time Trump and Cohen have been face-to-face in 5 years. Cohen testified he had a hand in preparing Trump's annual financial statements, saying they inflated the value of Trump's assets to achieve a higher and inaccurate worth. City of Durham identified more than a dozen vacant city-owned lots that could serve as new affordable housing developments. The city is asking nonprofit organizations to submit plans to build on those lots. Russ Pierce is the executive director of housing for New Hope, and he says having that space to build will make a difference. The city may provide up to $100,000 per unit to help with development and construction. The deadline for groups to submit their plans is late November.
The new WRL documentary explores the complicated history of football stadiums in the Carolinas. You can watch Ghosts in the Stadium tonight at 7:30 on WRL and WRL.com. WRL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance and sports anchor Chris Lee uncovered secrets at 4 iconic stadiums. Each story is tied to the history of race relations in the United States, including Keenan Memorial Stadium at UNC Chapel Hill. It was named in honor of William Rand Keenan Sr., a white supremacist who participated in the murder of dozens of black men in the Wilmington Massacre of 1898. The school has since changed the name to honor his son, William Rand Keenan Jr. The former UNC professor, William Sturkey, says more transparency is needed.
We've never had a truly open conversation about the history of race regarding Keenan Stadium or anywhere else on this campus.
Severance and Lee also explored stories at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, Carter-Finley Stadium, and Clemson's Memorial Stadium.
Goldsboro native Caleb Sasser is moving on to the next round of The Voice.
Way too good at
Coach John Legend chose Sasser to advance out of the show's battle round. Before moving to L.A., Sasser worked at the Raleigh School of Music. The director there tells WRAL Caleb is proof that no dream is too big, and they are so proud of him.
How cool for Caleb to be singing a duet with his mentor. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with another chilly start, but not as cold as yesterday. Still need the jacket, I would say.
I was still very happy to have my jacket on this morning, especially, I mean, even just a quick run from the end of the car into the building. If you're out for a little while, it'll feel definitely more comfortable to have a layer on. 45 is our temperature officially at RDU. Our dew point's 42. That's up a little bit from yesterday. A teeny bit more moisture in the atmosphere, but it's not anything that's going to cause any real problems. Temperatures, however, as they fall, could meet the dew point. And when our temperatures drop down to the dew point, we do end up seeing some patchy fog. So we'll be on the lookout for that for today. Temperatures at lunchtime likely to be in the mid-60s, and we climb into the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. So it'll feel nice and comfortable. Our temperatures, Siler City, 37, 37 in Roxboro. In places like that, yesterday we dropped all the way down to freezing. It's not as likely this morning, but we haven't seen the coldest temperatures yet. We tend to see that to between 7 and 8 a.m. So these temperatures will drop a bit more. Looking at mid to upper 40s from Rocky Mount to Wilson to Goldsboro right now. We head down to the south. We've got 37 in Sanford and 37 in Robbins, 44 Irwin, 43 in Smithfield. So again, running a little warmer than yesterday, anywhere from around 5 to around 10 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. Around town, looking nice. We'll see mostly sunny skies. 78 in Raleigh, 77 Durham, 79 in Fayetteville. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. These cool temperatures that were with us at over the weekend and the beginning of the week are moving out. Look at all this warmth. You see these dark colors here? That's going to warm things up to nearly record highs on Saturday and Sunday. Friday, probably not going to be a record, but we're close to it on Saturday. 85 and the record's 86. Sunday, 84 and the record's 83. So we're looking at temperatures very close to records Saturday and Sunday. With the warm temperatures and the dry conditions, it should be a really nice night for football. Friday, temperatures start in the 70s and drop into the mid-60s by the time games are over, and it just looks lovely. The reason we're seeing this dry weather is this big area of high pressure that's sitting over the east right now. In the Midwest, we do have a front that's stalled. That high is keeping all this moisture back to the west, but at some point, it's going to come through here, and that point could be Tuesday. An early look at our trick-or-treat forecast. Looks like temperatures will be a little bit cooler. We'll be dropping into the 60s, and rain is possible. The timing of that front is really up in the air. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to walk through the timing of that front and talk about what some of the scenarios could be for Tuesday. But in the meantime, it's going to be nice and warm. Kind of, you know, wish we could push that back one more day. We may be able to. Again, we'll talk about the potential coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Eat one chip, then another, maybe a cookie, all new and next. Snacks that experts say can be just as addictive as cigarettes or drugs.
Oh, that was my weakness, the Frito-Lay's potato chips. Plus, the stage is set for the World Series. We have a look ahead at the big matchup.
For the first time in 22 years.
Welcome back. It is 4:54 as you say good morning to Goldsboro. Another morning in the 40s, but it's going to get to into the upper 70s later this afternoon. I want to feel almost summery. That ice cream, cake, or those chips and cookies you eat may be just as addictive as cigarettes or drugs. That's according to a study published in the British Medical Journal. It found that the combination of refined carbohydrates and fats has an additive effect on brain reward systems. Researchers say 14% of adults and 12% of children are addicted to ultra-processed foods.
Translation, sugar. I have heard that there is a withdrawal factor if you just try to cut out sugar. I mean, it's hard to do, but if you cut it out, there's like a withdrawal process, just like a drug.
I think everyone needs a treat. I think it's just hard to always stop at one, like those potato chips, Frito-Lays. You can't eat just one. Try.
That's why they're little bite-sized bags.
And then you get another bet.
Right. Charlotte Hornets tip off their 2023-24 NBA season tonight. They'll take on the Atlanta Hawks at Spectrum Center. The teams hit the hardwood 7 p.m. and several other teams tipped off the season last night to get the NBA started.
And the stage is set for the World Series. The Arizona Diamondbacks won the National League last night, taking the Philadelphia Phillies down 4-2 in their Game 7 matchup. The last time Arizona was in the World Series was 2001 when they won it all. They will play the Texas Rangers in this year's Fall Classic. Game 1 of the World Series will be Friday night at 8 on Fox 50.
And it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, even though we have not even reached Halloween just yet. Starbucks officially unwrapped its holiday cups. Starbucks says the cold cups are and tumblers were inspired by a winter wonderland and calm winter's night. The lineup also includes the color-changing cup set, which changes colors when a hot drink is poured into them. You should see these festive cups on store shelves very soon.
I love the sparkly. Next at 5, rising tensions between Israel and Hamas, raising concerns for people at the pump here in the area. All new this morning, experts weigh in on why you should not worry about gas prices skyrocketing.
Plus, a new study, what it reveals about children using the popular streaming platform Twitch and safety issues.
And how iconic actor Richard Roundtree is being remembered after dying from pancreatic cancer.